You've reached Earth Tribe Radio, www.earthtriberadio.com. Hey, Fiona.
Hey, Jill. How are you today? Again, we're doing phone to phone because of the lockdown.
Phone to phone during the lockdown. You doing okay?
Yeah, how about you?
Yeah, fine. Taking things moment by moment.
That's what we have to do right now, I think. I don't think there's any... That's the wonderful thing, is people have been talking about this since the 60s, really. And now, really, there's not much of an option, otherwise we suffer so much if we don't take it moment to moment.
Yeah. What's been on my mind, a couple of things have been on my mind during this slowdown, as I like to call it, is my heart and my thoughts right now are with, because we're in the holiday season, and my heart and my thoughts are with the people who cannot be with their elders or their loved ones, whether they be in the hospital with COVID or in a lockdown somewhere in a nursing home. Or I have a friend up near San Francisco, bless her heart. She's all alone. I have another friend here in Ojai who's all alone. And I'm so much aware of these people. And I'm also aware of where my heart and my mind is with the people who are elderly and maybe frightened, whether they be in hospital or just somewhere not with their family. So those of us who are not with them, what can we do from afar to help them understand that we are with them, and how to be open to receiving the energy that we send to them?
I think that's so important, because if this is not just for Christmas time or Hanukkah time or whichever holiday time, it's also for the fact that so many people, as we've spoken before about this, but for, you know, in the hospital, they're all alone because no one can visit them. And that's really hard.
Yeah, and the doctors and the nurses are doing, you know, as they pass on, they do a wonderful link, trying to link the families with their loved one who is passing by holding hands and passing on messages, etc. They're doing an amazing, amazing job. And I think that there's something else that we can do to help that, and that's from the place where we are. I know I can, and you can, and that I want to share how we do this, how we can reach somebody from a distance and let them know that we are with them. So the various tools that you and I have that help us reach them, give messages, hold them in comfort, let them know they're not alone. I think we need to share a few of our ways of maybe doing that.
I think that's a great idea. Do you want to start off?
Okay. So for me, now I need to preface this. There are so many ways of doing this. And if anybody listening to this gets a sense of how they should be doing this, go with what your sense is, because we each have a way of doing this. So one of the ways that I will do this is I will find a comfortable place to sit and totally relax and do soft belly, drop my shoulders, loosen my jaw, and take a deep breath. And then I picture them in front of me. And I see them. And then when I feel that I can see them, not necessarily where they are, but see them, see their heart, see their soul, see their spirit. You don't have to see them lying in a bed or in a cold room all by themselves, but you see them with love and compassion in however way they appear to you. And then what I normally do is I rub my hands together and then put my hands in front of me apart, in front of my heart, but apart, facing each other, the palms of my hands. And so, of course, I slow down because I'm doing it right now. It's like I have them between the palms of my hand in sort of the most beautiful golden bubble. And all of a sudden, my hands start to vibrate. And that, because they're between my hands, and my hands are separated by about a foot, maybe a little bit less than a foot, my palms. And I work around that golden bubble. I work from their head. I go all around their body, in front of their heart. You can get a sense of where, what part of them needs help. Don't touch their feet, though. Don't touch their feet. You can put your hands underneath their feet, but don't hold their feet.
Jill, can you just share? I know this is something, whether you're with them physically or not, but can you share again why they don't touch the feet if someone's dying?
If someone is dying, it prevents them from dying easily. It makes them struggle a bit more. So it's really important that you don't hold their feet.
I would guess it pulls them back into the body more because
yes.
You're kind of grounding them into the body.
But I know holding someone's feet when they're not well but are not dying is a great comfort. It's a great comfort. That's why I have to say if they are dying, don't hold their feet. But if they're fine, they're just lonely, and sitting alone in a chair in a nursing home, for example, you can hold their feet. The best thing to do is to hold their hands. You can hold their hands. You can put your hand in front of their heart, open their heart, get the shift of your energy into there. I always like to, it's almost like I'm doing it right now, so I've got someone in front of me. And it's like I almost take them, hold of them like they're a baby and cradle them, kiss them on the top of their head, and send incredible energy to them that way. And then you can whisper to them, you're not alone. I'm always with you. You're not alone. I'm with you.
I think that is wonderful. And also, could you share, because I know you're a great builder and of precious altars, could you share, maybe they could take something from the person if they have something of the person's and just hold that as well and send love? Maybe you could share how to build an altar as well.
Yes, well, and do you do the kinetic work as well? I know some people that do, but you can take something of the person's and hold it.
It connects you almost immediately, and some psychics do that as they for reading somebody. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I also, when I create an altar, I like to create an altar that has the a feather on it for the air, a crystal on it for the earth, a cup of water or a glass of water for water, and fire is a candle. And then I place the object of the person that I am praying for on the altar. And then what I do is I light the candle and make this offering for the comfort and the ease of this person. You can say anything, if it's for a healing or for the new beginning of something. This is a ceremony you can do for anything, but especially if you're not with somebody and it's a sad time, then this is a great way to comfort them and for you to connect yourself to them. Now, another thing that I do is in the Reiki, there's a formula in the Reiki that you reminded me of, Fiona, of connecting with someone at a distance.
Mm-hmm.
So I will do that. I've done that when my son has been traveling and is sick or having a hard time. I immediately, you know, put his picture on the altar. I have the candle and the feather and the crystal and the water. And then I do the Reiki symbol 3 or 4 times until I really feel him there with me. Light the candle, having lit the candle, and then I work on him from a distance. And it's, I get this feeling in my hands, the palms of my hands. As I scan him, the vision of him in front of me, I scan him and I can see where it is he needs some help, and I work on him from there.
And it works. Sorry, just so people know, in case they don't know what Reiki is, it's opening up the energy, universal energy flow from our hands. And you can do that it'll be very similar to Reiki by rubbing your hands together until they're warm, then moving your hands in and out until you can feel the pressure between your hands, and then just move your hands in and out over different parts of your body until you can feel the pressure or the bubble effect. And then to just allow yourself to stay, you know, get into a meditative state, put the corners of your lips up and allow that energy just to flow out of your hands. It's a universal energy, and that's what Reiki is about. They have some advanced symbolism there that's quite beautiful, and you can pick up Reiki courses online now. So, but you can do it yourself if you use that and just practice it for a while. It works very well.
That's why I said in the beginning, I think it's important, you know, it's great to be aware of different ways of doing it, but if you find yourself being called to one way of doing it, like I can always tell, and I believe you're the same, when you feel that energy in your hands, that it's working. When I did the course of hands-on healing at Healing in America, I've had so many great experiences learning through Roger and Kim there that if you're working with a person together with a person, you would never put your hands on a person. You don't really ever have to put your hands on a person. But Roger and Kim would do this thing is until they would stand behind you and rest their hands on your shoulders. And that's, they would then not begin to work with you or release their hands from your shoulders until they've got the energy, you and them together working on you, and then they put their hands around you. They don't ever put their hands upon you. So they have their way. There are other people that need to put their hands on and like to use crystals or like to use other methods of healing. They're all good. They're all good. And what I really want to stress is that you do what feels true for you. You don't have to follow somebody else because I said this is how you do it. I don't want somebody locked into doing something somebody else does and then totally miss the opportunity of experiencing what comes through naturally to them.
Yes, because some people get so worried about doing it correctly that they miss the essence of it.
Yeah.
And so I think that...
The essence of it is totally in the heart, as you know.
Yes. And the flow of energy is universal. So if you put the corners of your lips up, put your hands on your heart, or move your hands in and out until you can feel that flow happening. That happens. That's the universal energy flowing through us. When we direct it from the heart, it makes it very beautiful. And then you can do the things Jill was saying and do anything. Holding the people in a golden ball also really helps, I find. If you just move your hands in and out and just imagine a golden ball and put them in the middle of the golden ball and then just hold them there for as long as you can. My hands tend to move around the golden ball too, and with the corners of your lips up. And then you know, you can just put the golden ball into them at the end. You know, they'll absorb whatever's right for them. We're not giving them anything. We're just allowing this universal energy or the energy of love just to flow, and they will absorb. It's not like we're trying, because that's a mistake. We're just letting the energy flow and let them accept it, because when we try, for example, to stop somebody from dying or to try to heal something, and it's our idea of the way it should be, instead of letting the universal energy go and their intent take over, you know, the person who we're directing it towards, it's always a mistake. So, you know, all we're doing is providing a flow of universal energy for them to use.
It's the trying that very often defeats it. So it's just be natural with it. Just allow. There's a big, open your heart and allow it. Now, today, I'm going to message a friend of mine who's alone and just tell her I'm sending her some loving energy today at a certain time. I said, if it's convenient, just open yourself to receiving it.
I think that's a great idea, because then people are just aware that it's coming and that it's flowing, and it's kind of more fun too. I think that you know that you're sitting with the person as they're holding you, as they're holding a piece of what you have, maybe a piece of jewelry, or even a piece of clothing is really helpful. If you really want to feel them, it makes it faster to be able to do the energy work. If you're not used to doing energy, channeling energy or tuning in, to have a piece of clothing or a piece of jewelry, it just makes it that much faster.
Okay, I take a deep breath, because I've been on another plane doing this, talking about this and thinking about this. But it's a wonderful way to share your love and your care and your concern and your thoughts during any time, but especially during this time when it's supposed to be festive, and we're not.
And can I tell you
one other thing?
Sure, sure.
No, you finish, because I'm going. Oh,
and if as you let your energy channel, towards your friend, loved one, family member, just be aware that anybody who's around them can also absorb that energy. So you just have that in your intent. This is for whoever it is, plus anybody who is around them. Because a lot of the nurses, doctors, or people in the nursing homes really need this energy at this time as well.
Yes, exactly. So don't forget helping the doctors and the nurses. This is a great way to try this. So another piece, I had an amazing epiphany yesterday. And that was, because we're in this pandemic and we're coming up for 2 days, right now we're 2 days before Christmas. And, of course, it's, did we get the turkey? Did we get the stuffings? And this is not a normal Christmas. And all of a sudden it was, if it's not a normal Christmas, we can do whatever we want. We don't have to hold with tradition. And so my husband and I said, what do we really want to eat instead of a turkey? Oh, let's have some shrimp and lobster and crab cakes. And so that's what we're doing. And we are so excited. And I feel that I freed myself from a tradition that was, you know, just... I didn't need to have. We're not a big family. We're not all sitting together. Not everybody's coming together. Let's create our own Christmas tradition or Hanukkah tradition or Kwanzaa tradition for the holiday this year.
I think that's wonderful, and it could be for any tradition. It's wonderful to keep traditions if that feels true and right for you. And at the same time, we can change traditions, because traditions have changed over many years, over centuries, so we can also change them now. And I think that's a wonderful thing if it feels right and true for us.
Yeah, and especially if we're in the pandemic, in down lockdown, and we're not allowed to see people, and people are not getting together, then why do something that we've always done when everybody gets together? Nobody's getting together, so let's do something different and free ourselves from the sadness of, oh, I'm doing this, but there's nobody else here, that sort of thing. Let's free ourselves from that. This is an opportunity. It's an opportunity.
Absolutely. Oh, well, you've been listening to Earth Tribe Radio, www.earthtriberadio.com.
Your home on planet Earth.